Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Friends to the End podcast, your one-stop shop for all things Friends, as we run down the classic sitcom, episode by episode. I'm Michael, and I've seen Friends over 1,000 times.
And I'm Elizabeth, and I've never seen Friends.
Elizabeth, I have two words for you.
What's that?
Brace yourself.
Are those the two words?
No, damn it. I already fucked it up. Two words for you. It's happening.
What's happening?
It's happening. Breaking Friends news. It's happening.
Oh, yes.
Have you heard about this?
Mm-hmm. I was sent something from a friend.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And it was just a picture.
Was it like a 1950s based photograph of the friends all like hanging out of a convertible, all kind of in like Happy Days clothes?
Exactly.
It's happening. There's no other way of saying it. It's happening. We are getting a Friends reunion. It's just been announced. It's going to be on HBO Max, which is their new streaming service, which is launching in May. The gang's getting back together.
Since I don't know how everything ends, I can't watch it. I mean, you could watch it, but I'll be curious to see what they do with it, but I can't really speak to what it might be.
Wow. All I can say is we have increased the amount of episodes we're going to cover on this show. No longer 216 episodes, 217, baby.
Oh, boy.
Just when we thought our workload couldn't get any higher, they've come back. Maybe this could be a rebirth. Maybe this could be like Fuller House and they're back and it's like friendlier or something and they come back for a whole new run.
Friendlier. I don't know. That's good. I like that.
Thanks. But they couldn't be any more friendly than they are now, I suppose. But yeah, they're getting back. Are you excited by that? I mean, you don't know how it... I guess it doesn't mean that much to you.
But I guess I'm excited because so many people love this show for so many reasons. And it has, you know, a special place in their heart. So I think because everyone else is so excited and it's something they've been waiting for, it makes me excited for them.
You're happy for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
You're happy for Greggles.
So happy for
You're happy for Kata.
So happy for Kata.
You're just happy for all of the mega fans who love Friends more than you or I that listen to this show.
Yes.
Yeah.
So here we go.
I'm excited too, by the way, but thanks for asking.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
This means a lot to me,
too. I assumed you were.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see what they do with it. I'm not going to get my hopes up too much. Like, you know, it's going to be weird without, like, Chandler there. Shit. Fuck.
No.
I've said too much. The other big piece of news since we last recorded, and this is really damning as to when we last recorded an episode, but Friends is no longer on US Netflix.
That's right.
Came off at the beginning of the year.
So we were able to watch this last episode of season 6 while it was still on Netflix. And now we will be going into our 7 podcasts in 7 days.
With no means of watching those 7 episodes.
No means. Yes. So we'll have to be creative.
Maybe, like, because the whole series is going on HBO Max, maybe we'll just wait till May and get HBO Max and then we can just watch it that way.
I don't think we'll get any fans. I don't think anyone's going to listen to us. They're not going to wait till then.
They've already given up. I mean, I don't know.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, we've let everyone down, but there we go. But yeah, we'll figure it out. We can either, like, purchase it digitally on one of those places or we'll... Oh, I actually noticed we were in the library like recently and they had the box sets on DVD, so maybe we'll just
do that. It's free.
Just go to the library. Libraries are great.
They are great.
They're really good.
They're underrated.
Mm-hmm. I don't have to buy games for the PlayStation because of it.
Well, there we go.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have finished, not just finished watching, but we have finished watching season 6 episode 24 and 25. It's the one with the proposal, part 1 and 2. It's a double episode, lots to get through. 2 pages of notes. We watched this episode.
3 pages of notes.
Well, I mean, we have to do our season 6 recap as well, so that's for that. So we got a lot to do. We got a lot to get through.
So get ready.
We watched this episode, what, a month ago?
Gosh,
a month and a half ago. Well, it came off of Netflix almost 2 months ago, so I guess it's been a couple of months since we've seen it, but luckily my notes are so on point and perfect, like, it's going to be... Watch me paint a picture with words. It's going to be like you just watched it, like, an hour ago.
All right, let's do this.
But first of all, a couple of things to get to. Friends, would you rather?
Mm-hmm.
On the last episode, I pose to you the rather fiendish would you rather of would you rather have a partner who cried for 20, 30 minutes every time you had sex afterwards,
yes,
or have your wedding proposal revealed by a stranger moments before it was supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what you picked?
I think
you changed your mind. Whatever you did, you had an answer at the beginning and then you changed it at the end.
I think I changed it to the proposal.
You think the ruined proposal? You'd rather have the ruined proposal?
I think so, because after we talked about it, maybe.
Yeah, I kind of thought that, like, crying after sex would be worse, but, like, no, it was a landslide. 87.5% of our listeners said that they would prefer to have their proposal ruined moments before it happened.
Really? I feel like it's typically pretty split on what people would do, so this one surprises me.
Well,
people don't want their sex to be ruined with tears.
But the sex isn't ruined, it's the after the sex.
Oh, it's all you one know, thing.
You're asleep by then anyway, so like, you can just, as long as they can cry quietly. Such a guy, such a bloke, me. Don't shake your head, how dare you. Okay, so this one's would you rather based off of today's episode. And again, you might not remember what happened in today's episode, so these might just seem very random. But would you rather have water balloons thrown at you, like a lot of water balloons thrown at you every time you broke up with someone? And that's either you break up with them or they broke up with you, but every time like a relationship ends, you get water balloons thrown at you, like a lot of water balloons. Or would you rather date someone who is constantly reminding you that they don't ever, ever, ever want to get married?
Okay.
The floor is open to questions.
I don't need to ask any.
The person who's constantly telling you they don't want to get married could change their mind and decide they want to marry you. But, like, until that happens, they're constantly telling you that they don't ever want to get married.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
Tune into the end of the episode to hear Elizabeth's answers to that. All right, it's a done deal in terms of the ratings, but we're going to play our little game. I've already won for the series, but...
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, I mean, the score right now is 12 to 9, so, like...
It's not that bad.
Well, 12 to 10 sounds a lot better than 13 to 9, so you're playing for pride here. This episode, the one with the proposals, part 1 and 2, season finale, was the 18th of May in the year 2000. Last episode, the one with the ring, got a viewing of 20.9 million. How many people do you think watched this one? Do you want me to go first?
Sure.
I'll say 22, even.
I'll say 22.5.
22.5, all right, cool. And the answer is... Oh, shit! 30.7 million. They added, like, 10 million extra viewers. I guess they knew that, like, it's a good way to get people back in. This is where Chandler proposes to Monica. I guess people are ready for it, so...
So, do I get, like, 2 or 3 because it was the end of the season and they get so many?
I mean, if you'd been closer, if you had said, like, 30 million and, like, taken a big leap that 10 million extra people would watch, I would have been more inclined, but no. So, 12-10.
Okay.
So, I win, which means you owe me $50, as per the traditional friends agreement.
All right. Great. Just Venmo
perfect.
You.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay, so... The episode opens. The gang are all looking at the ring. Ross compliments the ring on its beauty. Rachel makes a joke, presumably about Ross knowing a thing or two about engagement rings or something like that, probably. Yeah. But the plan is Chandler is proposing tonight at a restaurant. Boring idea.
It's typical. It's typical for sitcoms.
Mm-hmm.
Is it typical in life? I was just going to ask. I don't really feel like it's something that happens unless it's like your first date place or it's your family restaurant. You know, I think there needs to be another connotation with it, not just like, just go out to a fancy restaurant and pop the question.
It's just kind of, I don't know. Like, when do you do it in the meal? If you wait till the end, do you just like get up and leave? If you propose like before the dessert, I suppose you like see it in glasses of champagne and stuff like that. It's like... I just think it's weird to do it and everyone claps and then you like sit back down and then you're just there in the restaurant like finishing your meal. I don't know.
I think I would do it over dessert and then you order champagne.
Yeah.
And then you leave after that.
I guess I'm not trying to knock it. We may well have listeners on the show who have proposed or been proposed to in a restaurant. I'm not trying to knock it. If that's happened to you, I would love to hear like how it was, because like it's a trope that you see a lot on television, but like I don't want to brag. I've been to a few restaurants in my time, and I have never witnessed a proposal in one.
I want to see that. I would totally cry. I always cry at really? Strangers' proposals.
Yeah, so strangers? Wait, how often are you present for strangers' proposals?
I've seen two proposals at a stadium, like a ball game.
Like you've been sitting close to them or they're like on the big screen?
I've seen one that was close and one that was on the screen. Oh, really?
And you cried at both times?
I just get a little teary.
That's so lame.
It's not lame. I'm happy for their love.
And they said yes each mm-hmm. time?
Yeah.
See, I'd laugh.
That'd be so bad. That would be so bad.
Oh, man. I could show you some YouTube compilations. Have you not seen these?
No.
Oh,
people saying no?
Yeah. It's really great.
It's so devastating for that person.
There's a really good one where, like, a guy does it half court, at, like, halftime at a basketball game.
Oh, Lord.
And, like, the woman just kind of shakes her head and runs away. And he kind of stands up and he's just sort of, like, looking around, not sure what to do. And then the mascot comes over. And it's, like, a man in a, I don't know, like a wolf costume. And he just kind of puts his hand on his shoulder and leads him off court. It's so good.
Oh, my it's so God. Good.
It's so great. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yes. He's going to propose in a restaurant.
Yes.
He's telling everyone. Monica comes in, surprises everyone. So Phoebe, in a hurry, puts the ring in her mouth.
I was just waiting for her to swallow it.
Oh, that would have been class. That, I mean, that's maybe one sitcom trope too many for, mm-hmm. for this episode. But she puts it in her mouth. Monica goes into her room. She comes back out and everyone's like, oh, I can't believe you did that. But then Monica comes back out again. So Chandler puts it in his mouth. And the episode begins. And I guess that's not really a button. So that doesn't get to go into Michael's button collection. It's just Chandler putting something in his mouth.
Okay,
so,
fair enough.
Yep. No new shiny buttons for Michael's button collection. Episode opens. Rachel needs people for a charity event. There are works. Her work's taking part in. She invites Chandler. Chandler is sitting with Monica, and Chandler has zero chill. He's just sort of like, oh, we can't do it tonight because we're going out to dinner. And he's sort of like, and she's like, Jesus, Chandler.
Yeah, but you know, Monica's like, what do you mean we can't do it? Why can't we do that?
Well, they're going out for dinner, but he could have just been like, oh, I can't, we're going for dinner. Like, we have a table booked.
Yeah, but I think Monica was like, well, we can go to dinner any night. Why don't we support her and go to this charity event?
Well, at any rate, they're not going. Joey and Phoebe say they'll go. Ross has plans with Elizabeth, who's his girlfriend.
That's my name.
That's also your name, but you're not the Elizabeth that we're talking about in this episode.
God.
You've never dated Ross before?
No.
Would you, Ross? Have we done that before?
Of course we've done that before.
Okay. You would, though, right?
You'll all be green zone.
It's pretty good. They're making jokes, and then he kind of lives up to the young stereotypes that they crack about her because she is going away to camp the next day. Because
she's a counselor.
What a lame-o.
Who works at camp?
I mean, I just want to defend Elizabeth. You don't have to be, like, young to work at camp. You do have to be super cool, but...
Like, what's young?
Hmm?
Like what's too old, I should say?
Well, I'm pretty much Ross's age in this episode, and they're making jokes at Elizabeth being young and going to camp, so.
She's not going to camp. She's a camp counselor. It's different. She's not attending a camp of arts and crafts going and swimming. To camp. And...
Well, I mean, a good staff member will do all those things as well.
Yes, but she is not, okay.
The gang then kind of question the future. They're like, you know, Ross, all jokes aside, where do you really see this going? And Ross is like, hey, she's great. She's mature. She's fine. She's fine. So anyway, the gang are still skeptical of this relationship. Feels like that's been going on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
No Bruce Willis in this episode.
Nope.
Always a shame. Always love a bit of Brucey. We then cut to Chandler in his apartment. He continues to have zero chill, very nervous about the fact that he's going to be popping the question tonight.
It's nerve-wracking.
He is what's he nervous about?
Something going wrong or her saying no?
She's not going to say no, though.
Who knows?
Like, if you think, we've maybe talked about this before, but if you're going to propose to someone and you're worried they might say no, maybe you shouldn't propose to them. You not think?
Well, maybe there are unforeseen things that you didn't think about for a reason that they would say no, or maybe you're just forcing it.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
But he's, like, practicing. He's like, will you marry me? Will you marry me? You marry me. Like, it's, you know, it's all great. Like, would you practice? I don't know. Practice?
I don't know. I think you just have to, you could have an idea of what you're going to say, but just in the moment, just let whatever flow.
You got to speak from the heart.
From the heart.
From the heart. The gang come in. They also, I mean, this is the episode of Zero Chill. They also have zero chill. They're like staring at Monica. And they're just sort of like, oh, like, oh, we're so happy for you. And Monica's just like, what is going on? And just at this point, I'm just like, get it together, guys. This is
don't ruin it.
Don't ruin it. We then go to Rachel's charity event, which is a silent auction. Phoebe questions Rachel's hair. Do you remember that? Is it super long right now?
Yeah, because the extensions.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about the extensions. Mm-hmm. But Phoebe, I think Phoebe said something and you were like, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
finally, someone acknowledged it.
Ross goes to Elizabeth's dormitory. They're having a water balloon fight with the guys across the hall. Would you get co-ed accommodation like that?
In a college?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's scandalous.
It's not scandalous. I shared a bathroom.
Clutching my pearls. So they're playing this water balloon fight and Ross starts to worry about the maturity level. The neighbors run in and like Ross gets caught in the crossfire and he uses his dad voice to yell at them.
To be honest, when I was watching this, I was just really on Ross's side. I was just like, this is annoying. And they're all like, careful, quick.
I was just watching it thinking, oh, take me back. Take me back to those happy days. What I wouldn't give.
Like, I just thought he played it off really well. Like, being kind of like, trying to be like, yeah, cool. But also like, get me the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. This is naive.
The silent auction is going on. One of the items is a sailboat. And Joey has won it. For $20,000, $10,000.
Oh.
Didn't write it down.
Probably 20.
I think 20. But he misunderstood. He thought it was like a game where you had the person who guessed closest to the price would win. Oh, Joey.
To be fair, I didn't know what a silent auction was for a while.
What do you mean, a while? Like watching this episode?
No, like 5 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I think in the year 2000, it was a fairly new concept. But like at the same time, even if you hear the word auction,
yeah,
you would probably get what's going on.
I guess. Well, you know, it's you go and you just write your name down for items and hopefully you're the highest bidder after a certain amount of time. It's, I don't know.
We then cut to Monica and Chandler's dinner. Chandler is still being weird. At one point he... Like, he's checking for the ring in his pocket and Monica catches him, so he, like, says the Pledge of Allegiance. And you're just like,
is that a button?
No, because it doesn't... Because it's part of the scene. Like, a button is the end of the scene.
Oh, I'm sorry. And that's right, part of it. I misunderstood the buttons.
So she's sort of like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm okay. I've been okay for a long time now. And he's about to propose. And then something even better happens.
Oh, my God. This is... crazy. Can I say what happens?
Please.
Dr. Richard Burke.
Yes.
Walks into the restaurant. And Michael made that high pitched sound.
He's back.
He walks in with a date.
Mm-hmm.
An age appropriate date.
Is that right? I couldn't remember.
I mean, a younger woman, but older than Monica.
Oh, okay.
What would I assume to be? Because aren't they like...
I don't recall.
30?
Yeah, they're like 30. They're like, they might not even be 30 yet.
Oh, Lord. Well, anyway.
He's there. His mustache is back. You remember he came back for an episode and he didn't have his mustache.
Mm-hmm.
But his mustache is back. His hair is kind of slicked back. He is looking like a classic Hollywood movie star.
Like, he's looking like a, what's that thing the kids say right now?
A daddy?
No. Looking like a, he's looking like a snack.
He's looking like a... That's what kids are saying now?
Yeah.
You sure they're not talking about fruit roll-ups?
No, I know. That's... Nah, he's looking like a snack.
It's more like a fruit pinup for me. Ooh. Monica kind of acts weird. She's like, oh, it's Richard. And Chandler's like, ooh. And then she's like, oh, I hope he doesn't see us. But then she calls him over. It's like, Richard.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
He like comes over and they're like, it's awkward. But it's like, hey, cool. Nice to see you. And then like the server comes over and goes, your table's ready, sir. And they go to leave. But then there's a table available next to them. Or is it the table next to them? Or does someone suggest, take that table next to us? Anyway, I think it's the table right next to them. So then they suggest they put the tables together, basically. Like, oh, that could be fun. And Chandler's just like, ugh. Is it the worst possible scenario if you're planning a proposal?
Yes.
The one that got away? Yes. It's not just an ex. It's the one that got away.
Yeah, that's the worst. Why did she call him over? Like, it's one thing if you walk by and she's like, oh, hi, how you doing?
It's weird. It's not really ever explained.
No.
But yeah, weird.
We odd.
Rachel yells at Joey for buying a boat because she thinks she's going to get in trouble because it reflects very poorly on her because it's a work event. It's quite the pickle they find themselves in. Phoebe is drunk. Joey tries to like tell the organizer that he doesn't have the money, but Rachel doesn't let him do it. She's just like, he's just kidding. So then their plan is to find the next highest bidder and basically like convince him to buy it.
Yeah.
And they'll pay the difference. Mm-hmm. Back to the meal. They push the tables together and they're getting on great.
They're sitting in a weird way though, because I know that you have to like laugh at the camera, mm-hmm. but it's like you're sitting at like the head and tail of the table and mm-hmm. like on one side. So there's like a complete.
So there's opening. Two on the end and then two like in the middle long ways.
Yeah, it's just weird. Yeah. Instead of like across from one another and next mm-hmm. to like a little square.
Yeah.
It's like a U, a square.
And is Monica sitting next to Richard and then Chandler's on the end and then Richard's date's on the other end or?
I don't remember.
No, I don't recall.
I just remember thinking that the setup was strange.
Mm. But they're getting on great. Richard and Monica are telling old stories and, you know, it's just great. They're so great together. Didn't it just make you wish that they had been together? Like, we could have had 3 years of them just, like, together, getting into hijinks. Like, you know,
they had a huge difference that couldn't be seen through and you gotta keep going.
We then cut to later in the night. Monica and Chandler are returning back to their apartment and everyone's very excited for them, even though nothing happened.
But they don't know that.
But they don't know that, so they're like, yay! Ross is having doubts and he thinks he's going to break up with Elizabeth. Joey and Rachel find the other highest bidder. They kind of talk, at first he's like, oh god, I'm glad I didn't win, that would have been way too much money, but they kind of like paint a romantic picture, Rachel kind of paints a romantic picture, it's like, you're out at sea, the wind in your arms, because he's bald, and like, the kids can call you Cappy, and the guy's just like, ah, what the hell, I'll do it, but Joey, I mean, Rachel is too good a boat salesman, it seems, because, sales, he's like, no way, I want to keep the boat, I want to be Cappy. So Joey's like, oh, I'll make payments. I'll do it. You know, I'm going to have the boat. I'm just like, can you make payments? Like if you've...
I don't think if...
If it's a charity auction, like they're just going to be waiting for your 500 bucks a month.
I wouldn't think so.
So he would have to take out a loan. And there's no way anyone would give Joey a loan for a boat.
No.
This doesn't make one lick of sense.
Come on, Joey. Get your shit together.
The gang continue to ruin the surprise, like they keep on coming in and being like, oh, let me see your hand. And Chandler has to be like behind them going, no.
That would give it away.
Completely.
If a girlfriend was like, oh, let me see your hand, I'd be like,
completely.
What? Okay. Yeah, you would totally get it then.
It'd be like the equivalent now of like texting, like knowing that someone was going to get proposed to and then you're like texting them being like, oh, congratulations. And they're just kind of like, what the fuck? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's like, just wait. Wait to be surprised. Wait till them to tell you, you know? So, like, Monica leaves the room, and Chandler is like, you guys are fucking idiots. Now she suspects something, so he's going to have to try and throw her off the trail. At this point, I wrote in my notes, Chandler doesn't look well.
Like, he looks sick?
He just doesn't look great. I don't know.
Hmm.
He just looks tired and, like, sweaty and, like, I don't know. Maybe the stress of proposing is getting to him.
Did he look that way the whole episode or just in the scene?
I don't know. I think just in general. I don't know.
Oh, God, he's not really worried about him.
I'm so worried about him. And you should be, too.
Oh, God.
He's not in the reunion, I keep telling you.
Oh, of course.
Ross, we see Ross, like, leaving Elizabeth's apartment. He's, like, he's just left the building that she lives. And he has, like, an internal monologue where he's like, wow, that breakup went really great. Like, she handled it so well. Maybe I made a big mistake. Maybe she is mature. Maybe she is the right girl. So he's, like, kind of debating this. And as that happens, like, Elizabeth opens up her window of her apartment a couple of floors above him, and he's just like, oh, she like calls to him, and he's like, oh yeah, I'm glad you called me back, I just wanted to, and she throws a water balloon at him.
Pretty good aim too.
Pretty good aim, hits him right in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And he is wearing not the best clothes for it. It's like, no. Showing up splattered, all soaking wet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you suck, and he's just like, okay, great, thanks.
I think that's better than what it could have been. It could have been like eggs or blood.
Could have been blood.
Or trash.
Or trash. What would have been worse, trash or blood?
Blood?
Blood.
Well, it depends
where. Where's she getting blood? It's only one place I can think of. Don't give me that, like, gross.
See, all right. Wouldn't that be worse?
Chandler goes to put his plan into action. And his plan is basically to convince Monica that he doesn't want to get married, that marriage is stupid, and, like, he's never going to want to do it. He's, like, talking about an article where it's like, marriage is unnecessary, and why does anyone get married? Is this a good plan?
No, of course not, but he's stupid. Well, that's true.
That's a good reaction. Like, he could just...
So dumb.
He could just wait, like, a couple of weeks, and, like, she would forget.
Yeah.
And just, like, be normal. Or just, like, is a surprise really that important? Like, is it really worth going all out to surprise someone? Like, isn't what's special about a proposal the proposal and not the fact that you were so surprised by it?
I don't know. I do think a surprise is kind of nice. I mean, like, I assume that they know it might be coming, but not knowing the exact moment. Well, not Monica anymore. Yeah. No, this plan is completely idiotic.
Mm-hmm. So Monica's just kind of like, all right, you're a weirdo, I guess. Joey's boat arrives, and he's very excited. And then we cut to Monica at work in the restaurant. Remember the name of the restaurant she's the head chef in?
No.
Alessandro's.
Oh, I have...
Remember when she got the job, and it was like a family restaurant,
no,
and
I remember fired all the that, chef? But I just... You never see them at work anymore. So that's like... I feel like it's been a while since we've seen
her. You see Ross lecture every now and again.
And I guess you see Rachel sometimes.
What does she do, like, again? She's still at Bloomingdale's? No, she's at Calvin Klein now.
Yeah.
God, it's been a while. We're supposed to be tracking this. Like, we're supposed to be experts at this point. I mean, it's just like...
We're just some some people in the world that are doing our thing. Yeah, for fun, man.
I guess so. So she's in a restaurant, and one of the servers comes in and goes, oh, there's somebody who wants to compliment you on your meal. And she's like, yeah, send them back. That's great. I love hearing good things.
That's weird. You'd never do that. You'd never send them into the kitchen.
You would probably come out.
Yeah, you'd go after them.
I don't think you're allowed to. But
yeah,
anyway, but who should it be?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Richard Burke. He's a man that doesn't... He goes where he wants. Like, he's like, he's not going to wait for people to come to him. He goes where he wants because he's a man of action.
I'm surprised a little, like, glittery floor doesn't go before him with every step.
Do you know he was supposed to be meant... He was meant to be Indiana Jones.
Really?
Yeah, he was, like, the original pick. I think they, like, recorded... There's, like, test footage of him doing it.
And why did they go with Han Solo?
I think there were scheduling conflicts. I think he chose to do, like, another season of Magnum P.I. instead of...
Oh.
But,
Well, it's probably for the best.
No.
No?
Yeah, no, it's probably for the best. So he's there, and he's like, I wasn't here to compliment your food. And she's like, oh. And, but what he did have to say was, I still love you. Take me back. Dun, dun, dun.
Blackout.
This should have been the season cliffhanger. Like, I don't know why.
Absolutely.
Like, this should have been the season cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
But nope, we... Like, even when it first aired, like, you just had to... It went to a break, and then it came back, and it was part two. It's just like... So that was the first part. Let's get ready for part two. What's going to happen?
Yeah.
Part two kicks off. We are right back in that kitchen, and Monica's looking all flustered, and Richard kind of reiterates himself. He still loves her. He wants her back. He's ready to give her all the things that he couldn't give her before. He wants marriage. He wants kids.
That's awful.
Why?
It's awful because it's something she wanted before, and now the timing is really bad. And plus, he knows she's with someone seriously.
Yeah.
And it's not fair.
But it's not right. He loves her.
It's not right. It's not okay.
What do you think he should do? Just hold his tongue? Just bow out gracefully?
Yes.
Oh.
What would you do?
I think... I would kind of do what he would do. I would be like, look, I know you're with this guy, and I'm sorry. Like, if you tell me that, like, I've missed my chance and you're happy, then I will never say another word about it. But, like, he couldn't live with himself unless he, like, gave it one more go, you know?
Could he write it in a letter?
I
don't know.
He's not the type.
Right.
He should count himself. Chandler should be lucky that he didn't swing in through that huge window in their apartment on a vine and like make a declaration without his shirt on. But you think he's a way bang out of order?
Yeah.
What do you think, Nora? Nora's joined us for the part two discussions. Little gun throughout.
Yes, as you can hear from the hitting on the table.
Oh, that's going to be terrible, in fact.
We apologize for the banging recently. As little Gunthorella is hitting the table. She joined us for part two, because, as you all know, Gunthorella's father will be revealed
in
the end of this episode.
Oh, yeah. We've got that little cliffhanger. I'm so excited. I can't wait to find out. Can't wait to meet this son of a bitch. Yeah, that's right. All right, so you think he's out of order. I just think he's in love. And, like, she's like, you're too late. You know, I've moved on, I'm with Chandler, and he's like, that's fine, and like, as long as he'll give you all the things I'm willing to give you, then I guess I can accept that. And she's just kind of like,
yeah, because he had just been saying, oh, marriage is for the birds.
It's a shit plan at the best of times, but now it's become a very, very bad plan. Anyway, we then cut to Phoebe and Rachel. They are reflecting on Monica and Chandler, about to become betrothed. Is betrothed engaged or is betrothed married?
I think married.
Okay, so they're about to become engaged. And they're like, we're so happy for them. You know, we're not jealous. And then they're like, okay, I'm 2% jealous, 98% happy for them. And she's like, yeah, me too. And then it keeps changing. It eventually becomes 10%. And then it's like... Yes, jealousy is an ugly emotion. We then cut to Joey in sailor gear, because Joey bought a boat in the last episode. That's funny, right? Joey in sailor gear, that's something that we can all get behind.
I guess so. Sounds like a stripper.
They make a Gilligan's Island reference, which is, you know, we never got Gilligan's Island in the UK. So it's like, it's a show that I know, like, about... only through references on other sitcoms. Like, I know that there was... a skipper and somebody called Tennille.
Who?
Is there not someone called Tennille?
No, what's that?
I don't know. All right.
There's Marianne. Professor.
Is there a coconut radio at some point? Is the professor that makes stuff out of coconuts? All right, that's all I know about the show. Chandler.
There's Ginger.
Okay.
A 3-hour tour.
All right, I don't know.
With Gilligan, the skipper too.
Didn't you have a cat called Gilligan?
I did.
Was he named after Gilligan's Island?
He was named after the actor that played Gilligan because he had died that year.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's sad.
The billionaire and his wife, the movie star, the professor and Marianne, here on Gilligan's Island.
Oh boy. All right. Chandler continues his really super great plan to convince Monica he's not interested. He doesn't have to go that far. Like, he's already done it. He's already, like, made his point. I don't know why he has to keep on trying to lay it on so thick. It's just not...
It's just him. That's just what he does. That's just kind of him. That's typical Chandler. I mean, his character is pretty one note.
But it doesn't, like, the way he's doing it is, it's like, I'm never going to get married. Marriage is for suckers. All he needs to do is just be like, boy, is that something I'm not ready for right now.
Yeah,
like,
but that's, he doesn't just think that way. He's still immature, you know? He can't.
He's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
He used to be my favorite character, and, like, now I'm just kind of, oh, man. Chandler, what are you doing? Rachel and Phoebe make backup plans. They're kind of like, oh, if we, you know, if we're not married by a certain time, we're going to marry someone else, basically. This is another very, very common sitcom trope, I feel like. I feel like the backup plan. Have you ever had a backup plan? Have you ever made a deal with a companion that, like, if you reach a certain age and you're not married, you're going to marry each other?
Yeah, actually, we've talked about this.
Have we?
Yeah.
All right, forget it.
And yes, I have.
And yes, you have. I never have. I was always super confident I would get married. And now I wish I'd made a plan. Joey, it's revealed that Joey is Phoebe's backup plan. We then cut to Joey. He is practicing tying knots because he has a boat now. This is going to be his character for the next 4 seasons. Get ready for Joey the boat dude.
Woohoo!
Monica arrives and she is upset. Understandably. Very upset.
Yeah, it's a little life-changing.
But do you also not think she would be like, this just seems really weird. Yesterday everyone was like gushing over me and wanting to see my hand, and now Chandler is just out of the blue being so anti-marriage.
I mean, yeah, probably in a normal life situation she would have caught on, but this is television.
I suppose. Joey is trying to like play along and build up that Chandler is not likely to take a wife. Which is the line that he uses, which is very funny. He is unlikely to take a wife.
Yes.
Monica lets it slip. She's like, well, if he doesn't want to marry me, I know someone who does. And Joey's like, who? And she's like, Richard. And he's like, Richard. So the plan is ruined, mostly thanks to Richard. Rachel goes around to Ross's. Rachel wants to make a deal with Ross, that if they reach a certain age and they're not married, they should just marry each other. And Ross is like, well, that's great, but I'm already Phoebe's backup. And it's revealed that Phoebe has 2 backups.
I mean, she's a smart woman.
I mean, it makes sense.
It's funny.
If you're going to do 1 backup, you may as well have 2 backups.
It's funny.
Joey tells Chandler about Richard and his diabolical plan to love Monica and be really nice to her for the rest of his life. And Chandler, understandably, panics at this. So he goes off to try and find Monica. Monica goes to Richard's super awesome apartment.
Well, everything about him's awesome, Michael. Of course his apartment would be perfect.
It's got, like, African sculptures.
It's very manly.
It's very manly. Does he have a... can't remember.
It's probably just his real place.
He has a table with, like, liquor bottles on it. But he doesn't have a globe that opens up into a liquor cabinet, does he?
I know someone that does.
Me, because I'm cool. I want to be just like him. He's got cigars and he's watching war movies. And she arrives and she's all confused. She had moved on from him. But, you know, she just doesn't know what she's doing here. So Richard kind of invites her in and he makes her a drink. And this is where Monica becomes the real villain of the piece, as far as I'm concerned, because she chooses, or he makes her, a scotch. Great, perfect, beautiful, love a bit of whiskey so far. And then she has it with lemon in it.
It's very odd.
Have you ever heard of such a thing?
No.
It's just like, I don't know if it's a thing, but like, I drink quite a lot of whiskey and I wouldn't think it would improve it at all.
No.
It's like in How I Met Your Mother, where they think, oh, we're so cool, we're going to have a scotch and soda. It's like, no.
Well, some people like that. Some people add a little water to their scotch.
A little water, I can understand, because that can kind of unlock the flavors. That's kind of an ice cube. Different whiskeys have different things, but like a soda. Like, whiskey's expensive. Why would you, like, just get like a Jack Daniels and Coke or something if you're going to do that? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
It's not soda, it's soda water.
Alright, okay. Is that right? Okay, I'm an idiot. But anyway, still. I still don't think that's good. I still don't think that's a good idea. So they're not like putting 7-Up in the whiskey.
No.
Okay.
Fine. No. It's like bubbly water.
All right. I'm the fucking idiot here. Fine. I can be that. I can live with that.
Oh my God. I love that. You better keep that in.
I'll keep it in. So yeah, Monica's all confused. She's like, I don't know why I'm here. I love Chandler, but he doesn't want to get married.
Yeah, so she's all a tither, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel tracks down Phoebe. She's all mad at Phoebe because she has two backups in the form of Ross and Joey. Of course, Ross and Joey are none too pleased to hear of this arrangement as well.
She's smart.
She's hedging her bets.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think she's secretly hoping for?
Hmm.
I know the answer.
Probably Joey.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't like Ross. Her and Ross aren't friends.
They're not friends. But also, Ross doesn't have a great track record, so she probably wants it to be, you know, something that's going to last.
You should have been writing for the show. If only you were around. In the New York writing scene back then.
Mm, missed my opportunity.
So Ross and Joey are annoyed. They try to make Phoebe choose, but then they end up both switching sides. They're just like, we're both going to have Rachel as our backup. And she's like, ooh. And they're like, okay, well, the only sensible thing to do is to draw names. So they draw names. The ladies put names in a hat. They draw out names. Phoebe draws Ross. Rachel draws Joey. And they're just like, okay, there we go. And then they pause for a minute. And then they just swap over the name. Like, they hand each other each piece of paper. And you also have, like, Ross and Joey behind them. And they're just, they both kind of look at each other. And they both kind of go, yeah, okay. They kind of, like, give the...
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. So everyone's happy. Good little combo there. They'll be taking brunch on their front porch into their 60s as a quadruple.
Oh, I love that.
Foursome.
That would be nice.
Oh.
I can picture it.
But you know who might not be there?
Who?
Chandler and Monica. If things go as badly as they're looking...
I know.
Monica is very conflicted. Richard's not being super helpful.
Nope.
Because, you know, he's a good guy, but like...
He's speaking his mind.
The heart wants what it wants.
Right. I don't know. This just drives me bananas.
Like, she starts to like, this isn't fair. If it were fair, if things were fair, like, you would have been ready to marry me 5 years ago, mm-hmm. or Chandler would be ready to marry me now. This just all sucks.
Mm-hmm.
She gets really upset. Some good acting by Courtney Cox here, I think.
Yeah.
She is the funniest friend, but she does have good... What? Don't look at me like that.
She's not the funniest friend?
Yeah, she is.
How is she?
I've long said this.
How is she funny?
She's funny. She's neurotic, and she's...
Well, yeah, but she's not the funniest friend.
I think she's the funniest friend.
I don't know who the funniest friend is.
Well, I'm going to ask you in about 10 minutes time, so you better get ready.
Rock my brain.
So anyway, she does lots of very good acting, and then she is comforted in the warm, strong arms of Dr. Richard Burke, played, of course, by Tom Selleck.
Do you think they're warm? Do you think he smells nice?
How could he not be? How could he not?
What do you think he smells like?
You know, I don't want to do the... like, there'll have to be some cigar smoke, because he does smoke cigars.
Okay.
But I think, like... I don't know. Like...
Tell me it in candle.
In candle? No. He doesn't smell like a candle. I think he smells like...
I know he doesn't smell like a candle, but if he was a candle, what would his scent be?
The scent would be called Bear Hug. And it would just be a comforting, like, strong cuddle.
Okay, but what does that smell like? You have cigar smoke.
Cigar smoke, probably some pine.
Pine.
I think some pine. And maybe just like a whiff of gunpowder.
God, he's shooting guns in his spare time.
I think that is Tom Selleck. I think Tom Selleck is a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, I believe.
I can see that.
Yeah. So anyway, he comforts her. She needs space. She needs time to think. So she leaves. Richard's like, I'll be here. Not smoking. So she goes off. We then get just like... It's weird. We don't often get like cuts to like the same place just later on. But basically we just cut to still Richard's apartment. He is smoking a cigar. Bloody hell, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Couldn't lay off them for half an afternoon.
Mm.
There's a knock on the door. He thinks it's Monica. So he like puts the cigar. He's like, go. But he opens it and it's Chandler. What are you doing here? He's like, I'm not scared of you, Richard. Where is she? Where is she? And he's just like, she's not here. And he's just basically saying to Richard, you're messing things up, you big jerk. And he's just like, well, I'm just gonna give her stuff that you're not willing to. And then Chandler kind of comes clean about his really shit plan. He's just like, I got her a ring, I was just trying to throw her off. And Richard Burke, being the goddamn nice guy that he is, he's just like, all right, well, you go after her, Chandler, and you never let her go. And then your heart just break in this moment. Some more very good acting this time from Tom Selleck.
Mm-hmm.
What a guy.
I mean, I think it's shit what he did, like I've said.
I don't think it is. Like, he's just
it's not fair to her.
He's following his heart.
Yeah, but...
heart wants what it wants.
I guess, but you're putting her in a really tough position.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he thought it through, but whatever.
Anyway, so, what a guy.
I was waiting for Chandler to punch him in the face.
He could try. He'd just break his weak little hand.
That's
over
true.
His...
he'd really miss.
Gristled chin. Yeah. We then see Chandler, like, returning to the apartment building. He's in the hallway and he bumps into Joey. Joey's just kind of like, dude, Monica left. She grabbed a bag and went to go to her parents or something. You know. And Chandler's just like, you should have just told her the plan. He's like, I did, but she didn't believe me and she's all messed up and she doesn't want to hear from you. And Chandler's just like, oh, fuck. So he goes into his apartment and he opens the door. And Monica's there!
Oh, it's all romantic inside.
Candles everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think it would take you to light that many candles?
Think about the smoke when you're blowing them out. Do you just do one at a time to cut down on a...
Nobody ever thinks of the smoke when you're blowing them out.
Right?
You could turn the heat off. Probably save a lot. We've not seen this many candles since the one with the blackout. Where we first met Paolo. Remember Paolo?
I do.
Okay. Why am I talking about Paolo at a time like this? It's so beautiful.
Yes. So we all know what's going to happen.
So they approach each other and then Monica gets down on one knee and everyone has a good laugh because the very idea of a woman proposing to a man,
whoa,
not on leap day, phew, could you imagine? So she like starts to launch into a proposal, but she starts crying and she can't get the words out. So Chandler like, hey, you get up and I'll do it. And he gets down. And he starts blubbing as well, like a little bitch.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. No, he's a sweetheart. I was just like, how humiliating. They're both just there sobbing.
Aww.
Like, clearly you don't want it. That's their subconscious telling you don't want to get married if you're that upset about it.
No, obviously, for Richard saying all that, it made Monica realize that, yeah, it's Chandler.
It's Chandler.
Like maybe she needed that.
So anyway, he asks, she says yes, and they're engaged.
And luckily, he just happened to have a ring, so that's perfect.
He did have the ring.
They yeah, went I know,
the
that's what I'm saying.
In the ring.
He had it already. How perfect.
And then Monica's like, I knew you were likely to take a wife. Because that was the running nautical joke that Joey said earlier.
Oh.
It was really funny.
It was so funny.
It was really good. So yeah, did you like this scene? Was it a beautiful moment for you? Do you feel like it was the culmination of 6 beautiful years of friendship and trust and relationship building?
I liked it. Yeah, I liked that she proposed to him. Or
she didn't really.
Well, you know, that was the intention. I liked it.
She's the funniest friend, but she's not the most emotionally strong, clearly.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. It was a beautiful moment. Like,
I wonder what the world did when they were watching this for the first time.
Well, we all knew it was coming, I think.
That she was going to propose to him?
Well, she didn't propose to him. Why are you so hung up on this part?
That she was planning on proposing to him.
She wasn't planning on proposing to him.
That she tried to propose to him before she started crying?
I don't think that's the important part. I think you're dwelling on unimportant details, as usual.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway, and the episode ends. The gang all are there. They celebrate. And then they realize Ross isn't here. And they get one more snide comment about Ross. It's like, he's been married a bunch. He knows what this is about. And they celebrate.
Hurrah.
And that is the end of season 6. We bloody well did it.
God, that took a long time.
It did take quite a while.
There was a birth in between.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot going on.
Life happens when you're busy making plans, is what they say.
Right.
Don't know why it applies to this situation.
You know what? It's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Good episode. Good,
mm-hmm.
good kind of close up to the season. Do you feel like the tension was kind of a bit tacked on? I mean, they were in a happy relationship. Like, That's the thing. When you get to, it's hard to make a proposal like dramatic because, like, if you're in the position of proposing, you pretty much know the person's going to say yes.
Yeah, I mean, I just assumed that because since they normally leave things on a cliffhanger, that it was going to be this whole Richard thing, mm-hmm. and then she wasn't going to have made a choice, and it was just going to, or I don't know, Richard was going to do something, and then that was going to be the end of the episode. But I was wrong.
Yeah. I think it was probably the right move. They've done a lot of cliffhangers. I think, you know, sometimes people just want the happy payoff and they don't want to have to wait 3 months or whatever it is.
Right.
So, yeah, that was the one with the proposal, part one and two.
Whoa.
What would you give that out of 10?
A 7.
A 7?
Is that bad?
No, you liked it. Good.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
We're going to get your answers to the Friends Would You Rather. But before we do that, we've got to do our season 6 recap.
We sure do.
Like we do every season.
Yeah, we do.
This is so much fun. I always enjoy these. So, Elizabeth.
Michael.
The season 6 recap where I ask you your favorite Friends things.
Mm-hmm.
Who was your favorite friend from season 6?
Oh, boy. Phoebe.
Phoebe? Okay.
Yeah.
She was your favorite of season 5 as well. I think she's... I don't know. She must have been your favorite pretty much throughout.
I think Monica was my favorite one.
I think the early years you were more Monica.
Mm-hmm.
It was Phoebe season 5. All right, favorite episode. Last year you did the one where Ross can't flirt. You remember that very awkward episode where Ross was trying to flirt with the pizza delivery girl?
Yes.
That was a good episode. This time around, luckily, you've been kind of keeping score all year, so that's been very handy. So yes. What's your favorite episode of season 6?
Looking back, it must be the one with the routine.
The one with the routine, a classic episode.
Classic.
New Year's Eve.
I know, I agree with you on that one.
Also, you know, the dance routine is classic, but we also have Joey and Elle Macpherson. Remember, God... Elle Macpherson was only this season. Feels like a long time ago. Remember when she joined the gang for a few episodes?
Yeah, it's been a long time. We've mm-hmm. been working on this season.
Yeah. Okay. So the one with the routine. Who is your favorite non-friend? So we've had some interesting ones this year. We've had Elle Macpherson. We've had Bruce Willis. It's been very good value for money. Mm. Elizabeth has been in it as well. We saw the return of Dr. Richard Burke. You know, he could be in there. Yeah, some good people. Who do you think you're gonna give it to? We've had Jack Geller, we've had both the Geller parents in it. Gunther, of course, is always there as well, you know. Yeah, what do you think?
I didn't really care for Bruce Willis.
Get the or fine. Elizabeth. He was so good.
He was fine.
He gets mine. He wins over.
I think I'm going to have to go for Richard Burke only because of the shock factor.
Whoa. And the return of the mustache.
Of course. Yes.
And he, you know, he's heartbroken. He deserves it.
He deserves it.
Okay, the question I ask you every year, which I think never changes, is marry, fuck, kill Chandler, Joey, Ross.
Kill Ross.
Yep.
Marry Chandler, fuck Joey.
Yep, same as it ever
I
was.
Really had trouble with that one because I was really picturing myself in a marriage with both of them. And I think that I could, like, boss Chandler around easier. And I would just get so annoyed with Joey. No, but, like, if I have to marry them, I wouldn't want to marry any of them. But, yeah, so that's where we're at.
All right, now you've got to rate some aspects of the show out of 10. How would you rate the comedy for season 6? It's been so spread apart, I know it's quite difficult.
No, I liked this season.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll give it a 7.5.
Okay. Last year was 8, so just a wee dip in mm-hmm. quality. That's still pretty good. Also has the least funniest episode of the whole run.
Oh my god.
The one with the joke.
Oh my god.
I hate the episode. Alright, how would you rate the characters this year? So that's additional characters, but also like the strength of development of our core 6.
I'll go 8.
8? Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was 9 last year, so again, down, but still a very respectable score. How do you feel about the overarching storylines for this season? Like, the beginning of the season, we kind of had Ross getting a divorce from Rachel, and it was kind of like Phoebe was like teasing him, saying, oh, you still love her, and then like that kind of just went away.
Mm-hmm.
We had Elle Macpherson for a little while. She had a run of 4 episodes or so. We had Ross dating Elizabeth and the appearance of Bruce Willis, and then right at the end we had Chandler and Monica's relationship, which, they moved in together, and mm-hmm. now they're engaged. How do you think we're doing in terms of overarching storylines?
I'll do an 8.
8, okay. 7 last year, so an improvement. Hmm. What about individual stories, episodes to episodes, just based on their own merits?
7.
7. Okay, it was 9 last year, so a bit of a dip. All right, rank the friends, best to worst. Phoebe's number 1. We've already stated that.
This is going to be a shocker. I'm going to move Rachel up to number 2.
That's a big leap. She was number 5 last year.
I know. And then I'm going to...
What? Can you explain? Show your workings on that?
Yeah. I'm not finding her as annoying.
Okay.
I feel like she's maturing a bit, and I'm kind of liking the direction she's going in.
Hmm.
So I have hopes, and I'm going to move her to 2. Yeah.
She's really the main character now, you could say.
As opposed to Ross and Monica?
As opposed to just Ross, I thought, was your main guy. Okay, number 3, anyway.
I'm going to say Joey.
Joey, okay. He's up from number 4 last year.
And then I'm going to say Monica.
Monica dropping into the bottom 3 for the first time ever. Former number 1, former favorite. Chandler dragging her down.
I'm going to say Ross.
Ross. Ross has taken a big... Do you remember last year Ross was your number 2?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I had to like double check.
He was
that.
Like so funny.
He was really good.
Yeah.
That's another. Ross is like all over the place. Yeah. He's been bottom, second, back down to fifth. So Chandler.
And then Chandler last.
He was your least favorite last year as well. He's
really?
The only. Him and your favorite and your least favorite have stayed the same, and the other 4 have changed around pretty dramatically.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good order. I feel good about that.
Thank you.
Okay, rate the season out of 10. Where are we putting it?
I put it in an 8 because I liked it.
Okay.
But it hasn't wowed me like a 10 would. Okay. I don't think I've ever given a 10.
I don't think so either. Last season was an 8 as well. Season 5 was an 8. Season 4, I think, might have been a 9.
Okay.
I think that might have been the best season. What is your excitement for season 7? We've got... Yeah, we've got some... a wedding to plan for, I suppose. What's your excitement level?
I'm going to give it a 7.5 because I...
Because you don't like Chandler and Monica very much.
No, because I really don't know, other than the wedding, what they're going to do.
Mm.
And the fact that there's still 3 seasons just makes you think a lot of episodes are going to be really bad.
It does get pretty bad.
Really.
It never drops. It never becomes like a terrible show. But there's some clunkers. They're like episodes like the one with the joke like become a bit more of a regular thing,
mm-hmm.
I feel like. Okay, before... We wrap up. I want to give you your predictions that you gave for season 6, and we're going to see how many you got right.
Yeah.
You predicted Ross and Rachel would get divorced.
Yes.
Which I think is a pretty safe prediction, but we'll take it. You said Monica and Chandler not married, but maybe engaged. So, give you a point for that. You said there would be a fire or an issue at Central Perk.
God.
Bleak, but no, we can't give you that.
No.
You said a character from the past makes a return, which is pretty...
Good for me.
Pretty bold, but we'll give you that. I mean, it's kind of vague, but we'll give you that, I suppose.
So Dr. Richard Burke wouldn't count?
No, it does count. Oh, I'm saying, but like, you didn't specify the character.
Oh,
you
just
said. You said Tom Hanks would guest star. If only. And you said the triplets would make an appearance, which they did not.
No, I literally forgot about them until you just said that.
Okay, so yeah, pretty good. You got like 3 things right. You want to give us some predictions for season 7? You can't just say Monica and Chandler get married.
I was going to say that. Okay, fine. There'll be more back and forth with Ross and Rachel this season.
Okay.
So like, maybe there'll be feelings or something. You know, there's going to be some sort of... It's going to lead to that, because I know they'll end up together. I just know it.
Okay. But you don't think they'll be together by the end of this episode?
No.
Okay. So what else do you think is going to happen?
I think someone will get a pet.
Okay. One of the main 6?
Yeah. Other than the chicken and the duck, obviously.
Okay.
I think we'll see more of Ben.
Okay. Like a lot more?
Like at least multiple episodes.
Okay. God, he's going to be... Like 20. 6 now. Well done. Well, 6 predictions, saying as there's 6 members of Friends. You've done 3 so far.
I think someone will have an emergency. Like, they'll be in a hospital at some point.
an illness or an accident?
Yeah.
Okay. Last year you picked someone that's going to guest star. I like that. Why don't you pick someone else? We're in the year 2000, going into 2001.
Okay. Richard Gere.
Mm, okay. I was like, have we had Richard Gere already? No, I don't think we've had Richard Gere.
I have no idea where that name just came from, but...
Never heard you mention him at all. Okay.
I really like him in Shall We Dance.
All right.
Never heard J-Lo and Susan Sarandon.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
All right, one more. Give us one more. Go bold. Go big. Give us something.
Chandler will get fired.
Mm, okay.
Is that specific enough for you?
That's pretty specific. I like that. Right. Like, it's not just like someone will get fired. Chandler will get fired. Cool. We will check back on that in probably 5 years' time when we wrap up season 7. Okay. Finally, let's get to it. The friends, would you rather? I posed for you at the beginning of the episode. Would you rather have water balloons thrown at you every time you break up with a person or... whenever you date someone, they are constantly reminding you that they don't want to get married. And remember, the thing was, they may change their mind and may want to get married, but until that happens, they will constantly tell you that they do not want to get married.
This one was easy.
What's it?
Water balloons.
Really?
Obviously.
Okay.
Like, you can prepare for it if you know it's coming, and also it's like just water balloons.
But it makes a bad situation much worse.
Eh. It's just water.
All right, cool. Oh, but the water balloons are filled with...
urine.
Yeah.
And blood.
Yeah, and mayonnaise.
Oh!
Yeah.
I like how urine and blood didn't bother me, but mayonnaise did.
Okay, interesting one. We're going to put that one up on our Twitter. That's it. We did it. Took us way longer than we planned. So yeah, wrapping up the season, we will, as tradition dictates, be kicking off season 7 with 7 podcasts in 7 days.
And luckily... we are recording this in the time of quarantine in this country.
Social isolation, I believe, is what we're...
social distancing.
Distancing, that's the one. Thank you.
Thank you, coronavirus.
So maybe we will get some stuff done.
We're going to have to. That's all we have to do.
People need it.
Yeah.
We need to finish this podcast before we all die.
Aww.
Nah. Be safe out there, but we'll be all right. Okay, well, unless there was any other business that we needed to bring to the table, I don't recall anything.
I think there is business.
Oh, say what?
Michael, we need to tell the people who Gunthorella's father is.
Oh, did we not do that yet?
No.
Oh, well, I don't know who the father is, but, you know, I don't see why it would be such a big deal. The listeners have probably never heard of this person, but if you want to just say the person's name, then yeah, you can put that out there. Go for it.
All right, everyone. You're not dumb. Let's be honest.
Huh?
They're not dumb.
Okay. What's going on?
Nora's father is.
This is exciting. Go on.
You say.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, everyone. It's Michael.
What?
The Michael sitting right next to me.
What? Oh my God, I've got so much parenting to make up for. I've been on trips, I've been away, you never said anything.
Well, it's come to this.
She does look a lot like me.
Mm-hmm, very much so.
All right, the worst kept secret in podcasting. There have been separate true crime podcasts dedicated to trying to figure out the lineage of little Gunthorella, but there it is, out there for the world to know. Great. So, bye. See you for season 7. Let's do this shit.
Yeah, season 7.
Got a wedding to plan.
All right, all. Bye.